couple of personal experiences I've had with surfing. I have surfed overseas on many occasions, starting in the late 70s, Indonesia, out in the Pacific Islands, New Zealand particularly. Samoa is a challenging surfing spot. It's very much, I haven't surfed in Hawaii, but it's very much like Hawaii. It has very, very powerful waves, and there's a spot there called Boulders, where it's a left-hand break that breaks onto a cliff, and the base of the cliff is composed of large rocks and boulders, and the bottom also is large rocks and boulders. When the surf's a good size there, you can hear the boulders grinding and rolling around on the bottom underneath you because there's that much current moving. So that's quite a challenging surf spot, and I know when you take off at that particular spot, you wonder what you're doing because it actually sucks, the face of the wave sucks below water level because of the wash-off, the water washing back off the cliffs tends to suck the wave below the level of the water. So when you reach the bottom of the wave and you look ahead, you're actually looking almost from, you know, half a metre below water level out. And because of that sort of wave action, that wave is very dangerous. People wear helmets there just about inevitably. And just to give you, put it in perspective, it's a wave that at about 2 metres height, so, you know, say about 2 and a bit metres face on the takeoff, you'll find that the lip that comes over there is probably about a solid metre thick. You know, you get hit in the head there, it'll well and truly takes your head off. Where else? Indonesia. Indonesia, I've had some big days. That was probably where I was at my fittest and most capable for big wave surfing. I've surfed Indonesia at around 10 to 12 feet. I think, I regard anything over 8 foot as big surf. It doesn't matter how big it gets after that, you're just out in big surf and it can take your life if you don't know what you're doing and you're not careful. But I remember many years ago going to Indonesia and getting a boatman to take us out to a peninsula because we knew there were waves on the full moon. And he was supposed to stay out there with us overnight because it was a very remote area and he was going to take us back the next day. But we got dropped off on the peninsula and he shot through. And we were surfing out there, and while we were surfing there, the waves just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And it became apparent to us why he'd shot through, because it was just getting massive. There was no way he could have been able to keep his boat out there during that stay.